4. In early 1998, Monica secured funds to pay for a public health theater troupe in the city. She would hire a group of actors to perform plays about unwanted pregnancy, teenage depression, sexual health, etc., before audiences of local public school students. Nelson had just finished his third year at the conservatory, and it briefly occurred to him that he might get a job within this far-sighted, and therefore doomed, government program. But Monica wouldn't even consider it. "Nepotism is the lowest and least imaginative form of corruption," she told him, as if her objection was purely a matter of aesthetics. Nelson must have given her an odd look, because she added, rather half-heartedly, "Not that you aren't qualified." He let the issue drop, and a few weeks later she asked him to help oversee the auditions as an unpaid advisor. This was how he met Ixta. The troupe was to be modeled on a similar program based in Brazil. Each week, the Brazilians sent Monica a package containing proposals, planning documents, full-color graphs charting the rise and fall of the teen suicide rate in the infinite slums of Rio de Janeiro. Except for the reports to European and American donors, which were in English, these materials were all in Portuguese, including the scripts, which would eventually prove to be something of an inconvenience. Monica's supervisor, a natural-born bureaucrat if ever one existed, was ambivalent about the whole enterprise, and for weeks he dithered, neglecting to approve the cost of translation in time for the auditions. He claimed it was a mistake. Insults were traded, but in the end, Monica had no choice but to make the best of it. The day of the auditions arrived, muggy and warm, and they gathered in a conference room on the third floor of the Ministry of Health. Because of an architectural defect, the windows would not open, and the temperature in the room rose slowly but relentlessly so that by lunchtime, both mother and son were sweating profusely. One after another, the actors came in, took a look at them, at the script, and then scratched their heads. At first, it was all very funny. Monica apologized. The actors...